I want to know how many people freaked out in the middle of the night / morning this morning when it was like thundering and lightning yes. and loud.
The power goes out.
And power went out. Like, I want to know how many people were like, oh, he's here.
Waiting for an alert from Daniel Breezy on your yeah. on your app going like, it's the rapture, y'all. So that was pretty crazy coming in early this morning because, you know, we get up at oh dark 30.
Yeah.
Come in, it's like, wow. So, yeah, it's supposed to be pretty much burning off by midday, and most of it's going to be the south of the metro area.
Okay. Oh, good.
They're saying right now. But, yeah. So be careful.
Yeah.
How are we going out and all that stuff?
I nearly flipped out because my phone went off. It calls me. My phone, it, like, gets stuff from the weather service, like mm-hmm. when there's an emergency, uh-huh. like storm warning. And I must have had the ringer on my phone turned up full blast.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, out of my yeah. bed, like, turn this thing off. Oh, it's brutal. And it's, yeah. a storm is coming.
Yes.
Within the next few hours.
Right.
We live right down the street from the station, and I think we got hit the hardest here. It was so loud. Like, our house was shaking
really?
From the thunder.
And you said the lights kept going on and off.
Yes. And at one point, I'm like, okay, no, I love AC. I love my ceiling fan, but just stay off. Like, quit coming back on and
pick
off.
Pick one or the other.
Because the lights come on.
Yes.
It's
if you
loud.
Have a ceiling fan, the light underneath,
yes.
if the power goes out, comes on when the power comes back.
Yeah.
All the beeping.
Like, and nobody wants that light in their face.
Right.
No. Oh, my gosh. It was so frustrating. So it just kept going from about, like, 2 till I was supposed to wake up. It was going on and off every, like, minute or so.
I know you couldn't, because you're pregnant, go into that haunted house the other day, but it sounds like you had one at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, your own haunted house.
And the screaming.
I told Woody, between, like, the thunder, the lights going on and off, and then the baby kicking, I think I stopped sleeping at midnight.
Oh, gosh. It's coming at you from the outside and the inside.
If you've been on TikTok, you've probably noticed the hashtag Rapture Talk.
Yeah.
A lot of people on TikTok think that today the rapture will take place.
So I guess there was a guy from South Africa who claimed it was going to happen
today,
a couple of months ago. And TikTok just went bananas
uh-huh.
with people absolutely convinced the rapture was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to happen. It's been scheduled
right.
for the 23rd of September.
Right. And people are having some lighthearted fun with it, but some people are taking it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
This is probably going to be my last video.
Oh, very, very giddy people about the wonderful end
yeah.
of times.
Right.
Yeah.
At least they believe they're going to be the good ones going up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was wondering, now, what do you do if you're inside?
I actually heard somebody say that you should go outside.
But how do you know you don't know when it's going to happen, so you should just stay outside.
Yeah, get a lawn chair and just settle in.
Just wait.
Or just float and hit your head on the ceiling and then kind of feel your way outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because God probably can't figure that out.
Yeah, he probably
so you better help
yeah.
him.
Yeah, but luckily he also has TikTok.
Yeah. You should also eat light.
You'd be much easier to lift that way.
Did you see that there's some people like leaving instructions on how to work the things in their house?
No
yeah, for
way.
Those that are left behind.
And they've laminated them and put them out on counters for
yeah.
like the leftovers.
Oh.
It's just like a little flow chart. This one goes over what is happening, what they can expect, and then also like prepping.
Yeah. Mm. So there's things about like, okay, here's how to turn on the hot water heater if it
yeah.
got turned off.
So they're seeing it more as like doomsday rather than like the rapture, you know, like.
Well, they're probably looking, leaving the notes behind for the heathens that'll be left.
Yeah.
It's selfless of them
yeah.
to
look
is.
out for the people that are
yes.
going to be stuck here.
Or
yeah.
is it selfish because they're like, oh, well, you can just take care of my things because I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of that with some people.
Leaving instructions on when to feed the cat. And
right,
stuff like
yeah.
that. Assuming that the cat is not going to also rapture.
They're not rapture worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that's a lot of people were talking about that. Make sure you have plans for your pets because they're not
yes.
coming with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you were watching yesterday, there was a press conference in the White House, President Trump, with RFK Jr. on one side and Dr. Oz on the other, warning pregnant ladies not to take a certain pain reliever. And the name of that pain reliever is?
Well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen. Is that okay? Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol.
Mm. So they say it could cause autism. but, you know, people looked up the facts, and all the doctors are saying, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, who are you going to believe, all these trained doctors or RFK Jr.? He's familiar with drugs because he's on heroin for several years. So, and also, they discovered autism in the 50s, and Tylenol didn't come on till later.
Yeah.
So,
stop it!
Quit news. Quit ruining everything with facts.
Shut up about that.
Science.
Have them taken off the air. Jimmy Kimmel is returning to the airwaves. His show is coming back to ABC tonight. Although one of the communications companies that has a bunch of TV stations around the country, Nexstar, has said that it's not for sure that he's coming back to their station.
Right. They're the ones that own Channel 2, where Jimmy Kimmel would be.
Here in Nashville.
Goes on, right?
Yeah. So we don't know if they're going to air it tonight locally or not.
This is a cool story. There's a CrossFit athlete named Kira Milligan, and she's a local girl. She partnered with a local coffee shop here in town, Paper Street Coffee, and she created a signature coffee called the Quadzilla because she has big quads, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And every money that is given for that drink is donated to different rescues across the state.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's awesome.
Really cool. So they've already raised $5,000, and they're hoping to raise even more.
If anybody just came in and is just hearing the end of that,
yep.
Where can they go and order the quad coffee?
Get the Quadzilla at Paper Street Coffee in Berry Hill.
All right.
And you can help animals at the same time.
Yeah.
And work on your quads. There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. This is Woody. I'm going to admit something really stupid I did yesterday. On my way home, I had stopped and go to the grocery store. So my most latest car that I'm currently driving is a GMC Acadia, an SUV.
Third row SUV.
Yeah.
It's kind of big, kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit too big, but that's a different story. But I, I've had it for about 3 months, and I stop at Kroger, and I do my grocery shopping, and I come out with my cart, and I'm saying, where did I park? I can't remember. So I take my key fob in the air, and I'm clicking it, mm-hmm. you know, to lock it and unlock it.
See if you can spot it.
Yeah, so I can hear it beep, 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 because it'll beep when you lock it, but not when you unlock it.
Right.
Okay, so I go up, and I realize, okay, well, here's my car. And so I open the passenger side door and start loading the groceries in. And then I go around and, you know, get behind the wheel. I'm pushing the starter button, and it won't start. Then I look and I see there's a pine tree air freshener hanging from the rearview mirror. I don't have it. And then I looked and I realized this is a Chevy Suburban. This is not my car.
And
but it was unlocked.
Key fob unlock
it was unlocked already. Unlocked?
And you loaded all of your groceries.
I loaded into the passenger. And so I'm going, oh my God, this is not my car. So I go out and I have to go get the cart out of the little corral thing and go reload all my groceries into that.
Before the person comes out.
I hope I don't get caught by the Kroger security camera or the person who actually owns this car. And so, yeah, I was able to finally find my car.
You weren't tipped off by the bright pink girl boss decals across the back windshield?
No, it was very subtle.
The car seat in the back seat.
Right. With the baby.
Yeah. With the baby in it. That is so funny. So,
double check when you leave the grocery store.
What car you drove there with.
That's happened. My father, when he was still alive, he did the same thing. There was he got out in of a store and went into a car that he thought was his.
Yeah.
And there was a wrapped present in the passenger seat.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, who tracked me down at Best Buy and left a present for me?
It's not for you, Dad. It's somebody else's.
See, that's the thing, like, in Murfreesboro, because everybody drives, you know, Nissan Altimas.
Right.
Yeah.
With a Jesus is Lord sticker on the back. So, you know, they all look alike. It's hard to find it.
That's but, yeah. So yeah,
I thought
funny.
The same thing. Like, how the heck do you know which way to walk when you own a Cybertruck and there's 18 of them in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine's the silverish one?
Yeah. It looks totally different. The rapture is happening, according to some folks on Rapture Talk.
It has, like, gone crazy viral.
Yeah.
That apparently a bunch of people believe that they've figured out the cheat codes for God.
Uh-huh.
And today is the day that all the good people,
all the believers,
are going to be loaded up to heaven, mm-hmm. leaving everybody else behind. It's
right.
been scheduled for today.
Yes.
So far it hasn't happened yet.
We don't know what time today.
Other time zones. We're yeah. checking, but nothing.
The Lord expects it to be a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, you know, too ready for it.
People are capitalizing on it. Like, people are, you know, obviously making a lot of jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's one influencer that's, like, trying to cash in.
I'm going to be live streaming while I ascend, and I'll also be making videos and posting about, like, what heaven is like and stuff like that once I get up there. So if you're going to be left behind, make sure to follow now so that you can get updates.
Oh, my gosh. She's you know, on the same level as Apple Pay Girl.
Yeah, right?
If the rapture does happen, I hope they don't let the influencers up.
Yeah, can there be a separate
anybody
heaven
says
for
they're live streaming the rapture? No.
Oh, my like, God.
Heaven doesn't want them. Yeah. We don't want them on Earth. Maybe is there in a third place?
Yeah.
I don't know where they could go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, yeah, purgatory for influencers. I think that'd be great.
TikTok Island.
Yeah.
I even saw on the news this morning, they were showing the guy who was saying, like, you know, I'm getting ready for the rapture. And mm-hmm. he's like, his car is being, like, towed away on one of those like car vehicle mm-hmm. carriers, and I mean he probably just sold his car to Carvana like he planned like a week ago, but he said I'm selling my stuff because
all
of
my
the
earthly
rapture.
Possessions.
I know. I wonder how many people are actually doing that, and you know, like
I know
selling their stuff, and
like, how many are just goofing along, and
yeah.
how many are like yeah. totally in on it? Because there are people. I'm sure there's people that completely believe, oh, it's happening today.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and bear in mind, we're not making fun of the rapture, obviously. We're just making fun of the idiots on TikTok.
Yes.
We think
as
they
always.
Have it all figured
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something like if you just look hard enough,
mm-hmm.
and even though there's been, I don't know, 1,000 people in the last 200 years that have all said, no, I figured it out.
Yeah, it's coming up soon,
it's a
yeah.
week from Thursday.
Yeah. But
they've
know.
Been wrong 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But. This is no, but this one,
yeah,
they finally got it this time.
They say you should be waiting outside and don't wear really, you know, baggy clothes because you could get stuck on tree branches or power lines.
How funny yeah. would that be if you like look over and you see somebody just like stuck, tangled in a tree?
Little help,
yeah, that would be come on, God, help me out here,
like Charlie Brown's kite.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a little busy.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM after a early morning and a night full of storms. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
It's pretty cool. There's a 70-year-old woman in Arizona named Carla who is battling breast cancer. And I guess thanks to AARP's Dream of a Lifetime, she got to go see her favorite band, Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
So she even has a tattoo of Nine Inch Nails logo.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, you know, couldn't have happened to her nicer person because she's always thinking of other people and helping out other folks, even though she's struggling herself.
I believe the more that you give, the more you get back. And I love giving things away. The two words, be kind. What you say might cheer them up in ways that you have no idea.
Oh, that's right.
That is very cool.
Good words.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Glad she was able to get some of the generosity she's been given.
No
yeah.
kidding.
So cool. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits 93.3. It's time to play. Did this crazy story happen in
Tennessee
or
Florida?
Guys walking outside of a bar early in the morning. And he was attacked by two men.
Mm-hmm.
One man in a gorilla suit. The other man in a Hawaiian shirt. Woody, can you account for your whereabouts?
I cannot. I have no alibi for that night.
Unfortunately for this poor guy, he was punched, kicked, and put into a headlock by the man in the gorilla suit and the other man in the Hawaiian shirt before attackers ran off with his stuff. And by his stuff, I mean his shoes.
They took his shoes.
Gorilla and Hawaiian,
shirt man
stole his shoes and ran off and through some incredible piece of police detectiving.
Yes.
They found a guy wearing a gorilla suit and a Hawaiian shirt running from the scene.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
And arrested them.
Oh, man.
Do you feel this is a Florida story or increasingly, as it has become clear, we're kind of like Florida now? Mm-hmm. Is it a Tennessee story?
Yeah. They're migrating this way and, you know, we're turning crazy like they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if it was jorts, it would be here, but the Hawaiian shirt is making me think that it's Hawaii. I mean,
jorts.
Florida.
Okay, so you're thinking Florida because of there was no jorts. A lack of jorts?
Of the lack of jorts, yeah.
I love it.
I would imagine a gorilla costume would probably be easier to find in Florida for some reason.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say maybe people are following my fashion sense and the Hawaiian shirt guy is from Tennessee. I'll say Tennessee.
Okay.
Why not?
All the thugs are following your lead.
All the thugs.
Woody is right.
Oh!
Oh!
It happened downtown Nashville Sunday morning. Yep. Just outside of the Hard Rock, 2nd Avenue and Broadway.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when gorilla suit guy and Hawaiian shirt allegedly attacked this poor man who was walking at 4:45 in the morning. Not the best idea.
No.
In any city.
And why is somebody out in a gorilla outfit at 4:45 in the morning?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Apparently, just a couple of idiots who decided to go wilding and take somebody's shoes.
Yeah. Were they like? Were they nice shoes? Were they like, you know?
You know, the police
Jordans
report didn't go in.
Didn't go down with the nice
like,
shoes.
Allbirds? Were they really good?
Yeah.
Not for shoes? What's the deal?
Oh
what
my
kind
gosh.
Of, they should have said what kind of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. We demand to know. I love
High
that.
Heels?
That's awesome.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
In a random new poll, 57% of people say they carry their phone in their right pants pocket. Let's say 19% keep it in their left pants pocket. 5% claim they carry it in their underwear, which the new iPhone is really thin, so be careful.
Yeah.
It could slip through a crack somewhere.
So if you're wondering if Titans management and ownership heard the boos and cuss words coming from the crowd at Nissan Stadium on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I could hear it from my house.
Oh, they did. Apparently, they were waiting in the tunnel that the team enters and exits from because they were going out to the field for a halftime, like, Ring of Honor induction ceremony. So, Amy Adams Strunk, the owner, and all the Titans executives were there as the team was running off the field and apparently heard it even louder than anywhere else because it was just echoing through the tunnel.
Yeah, wow.
They heard you.
They got your message.
Ooh.
Whether they do something about it or not remains to be seen.
That's awkward. And then they had to do their Ring of Honor ceremony.
Yeah.
They
go out there. Yeah. Good times.
So growth isn't always a terrible thing. As Murfreesboro grows, the police department is trying to make it safer. So they're adding more body cams, as well as license plate readers and even surveillance cameras in city parks. So
that's making it better?
I guess safer.
Okay, all right.
It's not making it, like, more dangerous.
That's true.
Yeah.
But just
Yay.
Smile. You're on camera.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
All the time. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning, ready to play Gender Wars. Our cheerful volunteers. For the ladies in the audience, we have Teresa in Nashville. For the guys, we got John and Franklin. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Multiple choice question to start things off.
All right, Teresa, if a NASCAR driver has a yellow rear bumper on his car, does that mean that he's the points leader, has the pole position, or is a rookie driver?
Points leader?
No.
Not the points leader, no.
It means he's a rookie driver.
Ah.
It's warning all the other drivers to watch out for this new guy.
Gotcha.
Okay, John. In the romantic comedy, The Proposal, was Sandra Bullock's co-star Keanu Reeves, Chris Pine, or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds is right.
Yeah. You take the early lead. Teresa, see if you can bounce back with this one. Actor Tom Holland currently plays what Marvel superhero?
I have no earthly idea.
No guess.
No.
No.
Spider-Man is who he is. Yeah. Spider-Man. Okay, that means, John, if you get this one right, it's all over.
All right, John. Legs is a brand of what?
If I had to guess, I would say, like, pantyhose.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, pantyhose.
Good job.
Oh, that's nice. And a good sport, Teresa, is. John, you're the winner. Well done.
Teresa, we hope you'll play again real soon, but John has taken the day.
And he gets a certificate of gratification to show everybody. Thanks for playing with Woody and Jim. A Totally Hits. 93.3. The rapture is supposed to happen today.
Yes.
And we were wondering, like, hey, why hasn't it happened yet? It's like later in the day in other parts of the world. And then I went and checked, like, the guy who made the prediction from South Africa that said, oh, yeah.
That launched this whole TikTok thing.
He said it came to him in a dream that it was September 23rd through the 24th.
Wow.
So it's been held over?
Well, I don't know. It's more like we got a window.
We got a window.
Kind of like when they say, like, Comcast's going to come to your house. We're going to be there sometime between Monday at 6 a.m. and Wednesday at noon.
And you never know. Jesus could hit the snooze button and just have to say you wait a little bit. Yeah.
Right?
I want to know how many people freaked out in the middle of the night / morning this morning when it was, like, thundering and lightning and loud.
The power goes out.
And power went out. Like, I want to know how many people were like, oh, he's here.
Waiting for an alert from Daniel Bryan. Breezy on your on your app, going like it's the rapture, y'all. 40% chance of rapturing. Yeah,
don't worry.
I just got an email. Oh, this isn't good for me though. My rapture. I'm supposed to go wait for the rapture at the Uber Lyft parking area the Nashville airport.
Oh, the cell phone lot.
I know. Oh, yeah. I mean, that place is a mess. I'm never getting out of there.
Yeah. It's too late now.
I may have to.
You're not gonna make it.
I may have to walk to heaven, I guess.
So if you haven't left the house yet, you know, pick some nice floatable clothes,
right? So. And something that can, you know, wicking air dry. Because it's raining while you go up.
That's right.
You want to be able to dry off pretty quickly. So what are you guys doing the rest of the day?
I'm going to pick up our crib for the nursery.
Nice.
Finally. Yay. Yeah. We're so excited. And then I have some meetings and we're hosting our second week of Bible study.
Very cool.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happening.
A lot of stuff. A little less stress this week.
Yeah. I got some bills to pay. I'm going to be making a couple calls to make some doctor appointments. And I didn't sleep well last night because of the storm. So maybe a nap sometime today would be awesome.
Yeah. It stays raining. It's always a good day when it's
raining. Yeah.
I know. I am going to meet with a couple of ladies who want to start a podcast, show them what they need to do so they can start their own.
That's great.
And then everybody's coming over to the house tonight for a family dinner and a movie.
Very cool. Like it. We'll be here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.